Exclusive: Students for Trump Chairman, Democrats, Your Time is Up. By Ryan Fournier on June 2, 2019. When the words Democratic Party come to mind, what thoughts immediately pop into your head? Are they thoughts of freedom and prosperity, thoughts of unity and togetherness? Or are they thoughts of anger and bitterness, thoughts of rage and envy stemming from the failures of a two-term president followed by a two-year-long train wreck of a campaign? Day after day and night after night, Democrats will continue to bash the president despite the fact that he's cleaning up our economy and leading us into a time of prosperity. But what is driving these Democrats into a fit of rage? The answer is simple: Republicans are successful. They do not like the fact that, just as President Reagan was elected to clean up President Carter's mess, President Trump was elected to clean up President Obama's mess. In 2016, Americans were tired of hearing the words "I can do this" or "I can do that." Americans were in need of a president who would say to them, "I will do this and I will do that." President Trump is that person. Once establishment, the Republican Party has become what it has always intended to be: the party which brings more power to the people and not the government. For far too long, our government under establishment Republican leadership was that of primarily bad decisions, with the good ones only meant to lift up those already at the top. Under President Donald J. Trump's administration, the Republican Party has stood for the rights of every American born and unborn and has entered us into a new part of our political history. From the election of Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis to Georgia's Governor Brian Kemp, this new wave of Republican is taking a more conservative approach in leading their state. The campaign promises they made along the trail are promises which have already been fulfilled. Their state's economies are thriving under leadership set in stone for the people, not for the government. As these positive changes continue to reoccur under the administration of Republican governors and a Republican president, the youth in America are opening their eyes to the facts while filtering through all the leftist propaganda. In a recent study conducted by Zogby Analytics, nearly 50% of millennials voters and Generation Z voters approve of the president's work. With these numbers leading into the 2020 election, and the Democratic primary still holding over 20 and counting challengers, Democrats are scrambling to find support from the youth throughout America. All of these positive changes within our party can only be attributed to one person: President Donald J. Trump and his administration. These same Democrats, who would never stomach voting for a Republican under any such circumstances, are now moving from upper state New York down to Raleigh, North Carolina, and other southern cities to escape the rising cost of housing and taxes. While the rising costs stay in their cities, their left-leaning views of a stronger, more taxing government travel with them. These views then continue to infiltrate into our county boards, school boards, and state legislatures, making these once prosperous cities now overflowing in unnecessary legislation and radical views. Their views of being pro-infanticide, pro-big government, and anti-American success have become even more evident within the past few years of President Trump's first term, as Republican success was made clear. The media seem to also have it out for President Donald J. Trump, and it takes them everything in their power to write something positive or say something uplifting about President Donald J. Trump's administration. This clear bias not only decreases their network's viewership but increases the Republican Party's membership. More and more, Americans are opening their eyes to the successes this new Republican Party, under the Trump administration of course, and crossing party lines. From the hashtag walkaway movement to the defeat of prominent Democrat candidates in the midterms, as the Democrats become more and more radical, the Republicans are becoming more and more stronger. Mark my words, President Donald J. Trump will win in 2020. Ryan Fournier is a political commentator, analyst, and strategist. As the national chairman for Students for Trump, Ryan leads a national student mobilization effort which seeks the re-election of President Donald J. Trump. In addition to his leadership role with Students for Trump, he is the president of a conservative political strategic consulting firm X Strategies, and is the president of the innovative mobile polling platform OpenPoll.